At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Dallas ISD superintendent this morning will hold a press conference about the Dallas County Schools election. About 58% of voters chose to abolish the school bus service provider. KERA's Stella Chavez reports.
State Senator Don Huffines led the effort to dismantle Dallas County Schools. Tuesday night, that effort paid off. At an election watch party at Blue Mesa Restaurant off Northwest Highway, the Dallas Republicans celebrated.
This is a victory for Dallas County, for the parents, the students, and the taxpayers of Dallas County to get rid of this unreliable, dangerous, financially corrupt bus agency is a real victory for Dallas County.
The embattled bus agency has come under fire for a host of problems. They include financial mismanagement, a failed stop arm camera program, buses running red lights, and drivers not getting kids to school on time. In response, Huffines and other critics of Dallas County Schools formed a political action committee. And there are several critics of the bus agency, including the superintendent of Dallas ISD and a couple of school board trustees. The bus agency serves about 75,000 students in Dallas ISD and several other districts. After last night's vote, DCS will go through a transition period. In the meantime, Huffines says kids will still be picked up by buses.
I know change is hard, and I'm encouraging everyone that's working for DCS to continue and help with the transition and to remain calm.
The state comptroller will set up a dissolution committee later this month. That group will oversee the next steps. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
In other election news, voters in Dallas approved a $1 billion bond package. A $750 million bond issue passed in the Fort Worth School District, as did a so-called penny swap that raises money for operations without a tax increase. Texas voters also ratified all 7 proposed changes to the state constitution. Now to breakthroughs. As people sign up for health insurance plans on the federal exchanges, some architects of those plans are meeting in Dallas to talk about the future of health care. Lauren Silverman reports from the Oliver Wyman Health Innovation Summit.
Healthcare executives from more than 30 states and 6 countries are at the Fairmont Hotel in Dallas this week, trying to predict the future of healthcare. It's appropriate that they're gathered here, in the birthplace of employer-based health insurance. That's right, nearly a century ago, a Baylor University official named Justin Kimball thought of a way to get regular folks to start paying for healthcare the same way they might have paid for their Model Ts or their homes, a tiny bit each month. How tiny?
It was like 50 cents a month, and there were certain medical services that would be covered.
That's Steve Love, president and CEO of the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council, who is actually at a different Texas healthcare conference this week in Austin.
This grew, and when many of the men and women who had served in World War II returned home, many of the employers couldn't afford big salaries, so they included employee health benefits as a perk, if you will, and that really is where the employer-based health insurance really got a big springboard.
Today, more than 150 million people have health insurance through their employers. Although when it comes to products Americans purchase, health insurance is one of the least popular. In the opening conversation at the Oliver Wyman Health Innovation Summit, 2 healthcare experts took on the issue of customer satisfaction.
Health insurance is a need, not a want. And so when you have something that's needed, you're going to have a little bit of a lower score to start with.
David Holmberg is CEO of Highmark Health, a national health and wellness enterprise based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that serves an estimated 40 million people nationwide.
We've asked the consumer to pay more, participate more in their decisions, and the consumer is also raising the bar. They're absolutely looking at this and expecting more out of not only insurance companies, but healthcare providers in general. And so I don't know that the industry is moving rapidly enough.
The insurance industry is represented in part by Marilyn Tavener, president of America's Health Insurance Plans. Before taking on that role, Tavener was administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and spearheaded the rollout of the Affordable Care Act under former President Barack Obama. She says high prices are at the core of consumer dissatisfaction.
all we're doing in the individual market is rearranging chairs on the Titanic. We're not dealing with the underlying issues of cost. So until we actually deal with the underlying cost, we will never make a consumer happy.
To get at the issue of cost, Holmberg says Highmark Health, among others, is changing where healthcare is delivered.
We just made an announcement about a week ago that we're building 5 new hospitals, 4 of which will be neighborhood hospitals, and in combination with Ameris, which is a Texas-based company. You know, they'll be a team-based primary care and a 24/7 emergency room. There will be a dozen hospital beds, with the idea that somebody who needs an infusion, somebody who needs a limited amount of care but isn't going to be in an acute setting, we can keep them closer to home, less expensive.
Marilyn Tavener says more healthcare insurers are embracing new models of care.
I do think it's the way of the future, and I do think that's the only way we'll ever be able to take care of chronically ill individuals, is we're going to have to wrap the resources around them.
The transition to preventative care was driven in part by the Affordable Care Act, which rewards value over volume. And although Tavener and Holmberg stand on opposite sides of the political spectrum, they both think the Obama-era legislation will still largely be in place in November of 2020, when the next presidential election is held. Here's Holmberg.
Because in the history of our country, no social program as significant as this has ever been rescinded. And so to pull it and take it away at this point is really, really difficult. Now, I think it risks death by 1,000 cuts if we're not careful, but I don't think we're going to like the answer when we're done.
The search for answers about the future of healthcare wraps up this afternoon in Dallas. Who knows? Maybe a century after the prototype for employer-based insurance was developed here, someone at this summit will come up with another extraordinary idea. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Rain's likely through the day with a high near 48 this afternoon. 20% chance of more rain tonight. Temperatures will drop down only to around 44. Look for a high near 59 tomorrow.